Doug Benson is a writer and comedian who can be seen often on Comedy Central. He's also co-writer of the hit touring show The Marijuana Logs and host of the Pot's Greatest Hits CD. It's a great privilege to have him here on the Audio Stash today. Doug, welcome here to Normal's Daily Audio Stash.
Thank you for having me.
Doug, again, it's just great to have you here on the program. We've all had so much fun listening to the Pot's Greatest Hits CD clips. My first question for you today, though, is you're out there touring with the Marijuana Logs. What's your favorite thing about the audience for those shows?
Well, it's one thing that's great about them is that they could, they could see the show more than once because chances are they don't remember anything that happened either time. So they could, the repeat viewing is there, which is very exciting. And they're also just... they're just, you know, they're nice. They're friendly crowds. It's a lot of shows we do. It's more like a pot rally rather than a comedy show because everybody hoots and hollers and applauds, you know, their approval of, all the points that we make in the show about how, you know, it's ridiculous that pot isn't legal and isn't more accepted, especially considering that most people at this point, you know, are trying it or have tried it. And, you know, everyone's going to college, you know, so all those college students, they, you know, if they haven't tried it, there's a reason behind it. You know, they've got some other sort of problem they need to work out.
And also, one of the amazing things about seeing the Marijuana Logs is the just pure sincerity of the performance. I'm sure the audience responds to that as well, this dialogue that comes straight from the heart.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, you know, obviously we joke it up quite a bit. You know, we add like a silly little... things that pot smokers would think of and appreciate, but you know, the basic stories and the basic ideas are all how we actually feel about things and and what we want to get out there when discussing. You know, we don't want to do any of the, like, when we wrote the show, we intentionally, the word man and the word dude were nowhere in the script. Like, there's nowhere where it was written in. And then as time went on, we found places where it was fun to say those things because, you know, that's the reason everybody says it is because it's actually, you know, it's fun to call somebody dude, especially a lady. So, now it's crept back into the show. And sometimes Arj does this one monologue where he just says dude, like, you know, sometimes he'll say it 50 times within one monologue. He'll just, you know, way overdo it.
Doug, you're out there as a working comic, just constantly traveling and doing stand-up. Is it a fun job?
I think it's, for me, it's, fortunately, it's easy for me. I mean, it's work in that you do have to apply yourself and, you know, think about things and pay attention to what's going on in the world. But, it's just so rewarding to think of some stupid thing and then say it in front of people and have them respond that it's like, you know, I always say that the 20 to 45 minutes that I'm on stage are probably the 20 to 45 best minutes of my day on a daily basis. I just love being on stage. I don't like being on stage for a really long time. Like, some comics will go on and on. I would never do that. I'm not that interested in my own words. But I would, I'd love to have the opportunity to go on for at least, 20 or 30 minutes, every night I want to for the rest of my existence. I don't think I'll ever get sick of it.
And as you said, the Marijuana Logs is about saying something as well as having a good laugh. Do you think this is a way to win the issue, to have creative people out there making work around the subject rather than, say, smoking pot in their spare time and never addressing it in their work?
Yeah, that's the thing, is that, there's, like, I'm in Vegas this week performing, and every night during the show I say, who here smokes pot? And it's funny how few of the people that do will admit to it, but as the show goes on, you can see more and more people, like, they'll be laughing at something where I know clearly they're laughing because they know what it feels like to be high. And I'll just look at them like, you didn't clap earlier, you liar. Like it's almost like, I'm like, some gay dudes want to out every celebrity, And that's how I am about pot smokers. I want every pot smoker to just admit that they smoke pot, because the numbers would be staggering if everyone could just step forward and say, I smoke pot. All the laws would change just because we'd have all the votes, but so many people just, are so quiet about it. And, you can't really blame them because it's nice to you know, just get high in your home and not worry too much about getting in trouble, you know? Like, if you just keep a low profile, it's something you can certainly get away with.
Also, it must take a lot of guts to do this type of act out there. Even in Vegas, you know, people think of Vegas as Sin City, but Vegas can be full of church groups, believe it or not, on some days, folks.
Oh, absolutely. It's a strange place in that it's like it tries to cater to families, but it's also, you know, most of the entertainment is adult-oriented, you know? And so my stand-up comedy, you know, works okay in Vegas because, you know, it is a chance for people to kind of let loose and laugh about pot and about, you know, the other things I talk about, which is mostly just, you know, drugs and sex and alcohol. Like, I have a pretty adult act, so, like, you know, it's fun for these adults to just sort of cut loose and, you know, enjoy it in Vegas. But there's, you know, certainly a lot of kind of squares sitting in the audience looking at me like they just don't get it from beginning to end, you know. And I sometimes keep saying joke after joke and looking at that person waiting for them to crack, you know, because I figure eventually I'll say something that'll make them laugh, you know. And, you know, it's interesting. Everywhere I go, the reaction is different. Like, some cities, the comedy club crowds are so young that when I say who smokes pot, they all just hoot and holler and go nuts, you know, because I think the younger generation has grown to feel like even though it's illegal, it's something that, you know, they shouldn't be ashamed of or pretend they don't do, you know. And they're probably also drunk at the time, so they're going to yell out.
Doug, that's really interesting. You're out there seeing that generational shift out there from the baby boomers who often say, you know, I smoked pot in the 60s, but I don't smoke pot anymore, to this younger generation who perhaps have some pride about pot smoking.
Yeah, well, also college kids aren't like, they're not being drug tested yet, you know, so they, you know, they're at that age where they're drinking and they're smoking pot and they're having a great time doing it and, you know, they're not shy about it.
And Doug, I have to ask, do you see comedy as a form of activism?
Oh, absolutely, because if you're in somebody's ear about anything, and especially if you say it in a way that's memorable, then your message is going to get passed on. In my case, it's just usually dumb jokes, you know, that people might tell one another. But if it's about pot, and, you know, even if it's a joke that, you know, makes fun of the, you know, things that happen to us when we smoke, we all have experienced it. It's like no one goes, that doesn't really happen. You know, they're cliches because they happen. And but we can have the cliches and also, you know, add to that with our own, you know, I'm just trying to bring my own spin to everything and make it as personal as possible, you know?
Doug, you're based out there in L.A., and I have to ask how much the changes in California with Prop 215, SB 420, and all the medical marijuana dispensaries, how much has that medical access out there changed the attitudes on the West Coast?
Well, it's certainly changed the attitude of the people that go out and get a license and go to the dispensaries. I mean, whenever I run into someone that's done that, like I have, you have so much to talk about. It's like housewives finding out that they both watch the same soap opera. You know, like just talking about which dispensaries you go to and what the prices are at certain ones and where they're cool and where it's a little bit more uptight and, you know, all the different things, the variables that go into this new business of having a dispensary. It's just fascinating to talk about, and it's exciting and it's fun, but it's kind of also like it's like being in Fight Club or something. You know, you kind of, there's not that much to say about it to people who don't belong, except, you know, why don't you belong? You know, why don't you go get your recommendation, because this is fantastic and you're missing out, you know. But it just sort of doesn't feel like, it feels like when I bring it up on stage, there's still most of the people in the audience not only don't have a license, but also still don't really believe that it's possible. I did a morning radio show in Boise, Idaho, and the morning crew was like a youngish, you know, pot top 40 radio DJs, you know, in a small, you know, smallish market who were, you know, seemed like pretty cool people. Like they recognized me and knew some of the stuff that I had done. And when we started talking about pot, and I told them I had my recommendation for medical marijuana, their mouths were hanging open like they couldn't believe that there was such a thing. And then I whipped it out of my pocket and showed it to them, because I carry it with me at all times like a good enslaved pot smoker, enslaved by the system. And they just couldn't believe it. They were just stunned. And wow. Like, and they're, you know, they're in morning radio where, you know, all those people do is talk about everything that's going on in the media and the world. I just don't think it's gotten enough attention yet to really, you know, get everybody to react accordingly, which is to, you know, allow these laws to continue. And that's the great thing about Nevada is that, you know, this is a medical marijuana, medical marijuana state. So that's another kind of weird thing about this state is that I do believe it's still, if you don't have your recommendation, I believe it's probably still a pretty heavy crime.
And doing shows like the Marijuana Logs, do you sort of inadvertently out pot smokers during the performance sometimes?
Yeah, well, I did a show recently in Miami where there was, like, it was a company party came down to the comedy show, and they just happened to get a show about, you know, featuring a guy who talks a lot about pot, and they, you know, they all work for this company where they're all drug tested. And the way I found that out is after the show, two of the guys from the company came up to buy my CD, and I said, hey, you guys are pot smokers. Why didn't you, you know, yell out when I asked where the pot smokers were? And they both went, dude, keep it down. Our boss is here, and we get drug tested.
Oh, wow.
And they were buying the Marijuana Log CD. So that's, you know, that's really what disturbs me the most about the whole issue of medical marijuana or marijuana in general is just that no one should be lose their job or go to jail for using it for whatever reason they're using it for.
Doug, again, you're out there performing constantly. When can folks see you live next?
Well, let's see. I got I'm going to be at the Punchline in San Francisco the week between Christmas and New Year's. And then New Year's Eve, I'm playing in a show with a bunch of other comics, including Arj Barker from the Marijuana Logs. We're going to be at the Palace of Fine Arts Theater in San Francisco on New Year's Eve. And then I've just got stuff coming up next year all over the country. I'm going to be doing some shows. We're going to be doing some more Marijuana Log shows. We're doing three nights at a comedy club called Comics in January in New York City. And that'll be the return for the first time in quite a while of the original cast of the show performing in New York again together. And I got tons of stuff going on. It's ridiculous. People can go to my MySpace page if they want to. I get pictures and names of people every day on my friends list that are clearly pot smokers. And there was some girl today I think named Chronica or something like that. And so you can get in touch with me on MySpace, and that's where I kind of say where my shows are and what's going on. And
right on. And what do you think of the whole MySpace phenomena? Has it been good for comics being up there?
It's a good thing for pot comics, I can tell you that much, because when I announce I'm going to a city, I promptly get a message from someone telling me that I need to get, you know, ready to be smoked out when I get there. And they usually come through. Occasionally they're going to forget, you know, what are you going to do? It happens. But most of the time they come through, and I always say pot smokers are the nicest people.
Definitely, definitely. Doug, I can't thank you enough for taking time to join us here today on Normal's Daily Audio Stash. Thanks again for joining us here.
Thanks a lot, man. Thanks for having me.
Doug Benson is a writer and comedian who can be seen often on Comedy Central. He's the co-writer of the hit touring show The Marijuana Logs and host of the Pot's Greatest Hit CD. We have links to Doug's MySpace page as well as links you can use to buy Pot's Greatest Hits up on iTunes up at normalaudiostash.com.